It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out, shall we? Here are today's top stories. A Nevada parole board said that OJ can be paroled in October. Nope. You know what? Kill it right off the bat. Pass. I'm over our morbid fascination with this dude. I get it. He probably killed his wife and he got away with it, but he didn't get convicted. Then he got busted for doing something much less, and somehow Lady Justice threw the book at him for some sort of revenge, and now he's getting out. I'm going to start a new chapter in my life. I don't know about you, and it's going to be an OJ-free chapter. I'm not letting him back in, right? He can find a job as an accountant somewhere else, but he's not being let back into my pop culture window. Who's with me? Come on, we're going to put it in the back of the closet next to Drew Peterson. Big old pass on this story. Well, you knew this was going to happen mostly because the president has been telling us Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller is not just looking into Russia anymore. He has moved on to Trump business transactions. He can do that as Special Prosecutor. The president has said this is totally unfair. And that's probably true if he means like unfair, like someone would investigate him for other things that he's not supposed to, like, I don't know, Kenneth Starr, anybody? That dude came in to investigate Whitewater land deals and wrote a 400-page report on cigars and a blue dress. Yeah, so at least unfair has precedent, maybe? Sorry, President? A ruling today said that Chicago may have to pay back a substantial amount of money to people who were given red light cameras in the past couple years. This because of corruption. So what does it mean? This means I should be seeing at least $200. And I'm going to take that money and I'm just going to invest it in running more red lights. Right? Put in the red light running fund. McDonald's is really doubling down on the delivery game. In addition to the items on the menu, Mickey D's is also delivering merchandise like hats and sweats. That's right. I said sweats. Yep, McDonald's will deliver sweats to your house. I mean, come on, really? You're going to deliver a Big Mac, a filet of fish, two large fries, two apple pies, two shamrock shakes, and now the clothes that you will need to wear after eating said order? McDonald's is just asking for late night comedy jokes, right? I mean, today is an easy day if you're a writer on Fallon. Sweatpants, Big Mac, have at it. It's ridiculous. This afternoon, there were mass delays on CTA trains due to switching problems, Lake Street. So pretty much every train was late, which, I don't know, somewhat comforting because it means we can all rage out together as a city. One city, one CTA rage, right? Also, where's the New York Times editorial now, Mr. Mayor? I'm going to watch out. New York Post is going to take some time out in the old Tribune. A new study out says that nearly half of so-called liberals don't even like to be around Trump supporters. It seems that it's enough for them to not even want to be cordial, friendly, or to spend time together, saying that their support of the president is too much to overcome, which is fine. I'm sure the Trump supporters are happy that they don't have to pretend to like tofu or listen to that godforsaken hammered dulcimer, which you don't even take lessons for. Have you ever heard of a self-taught hammered dulcimer player? You sound awful, liberal. You sound awful. In weather, wow, last night, what a night for severe weather. Punishing winds made the rains go sideways. Then, of course, more thunderstorms in the morning and more coming through this weekend. Great. In sports, the Cubs didn't even play today and they gained a half game on the Brewers. Hard to believe it took less than a week for the Cubs to climb within one game of the top spot in the NL Central. How crazy. And as the Cubs surge, the Brewers slide. They got swept by the Pirates today, a four-game sweep. The Pirates are right back in the hunt as well, right on the heels of the Cubs. So watch for that. But then again, it's the Pirates. So yeah. The Cubs will start back up tomorrow at Wrigley against the Cardinals. The White Sox welcomed Yoan Moncada to the squad last night as he began his White Sox career, not with a bang or a whimper, more like a, he walked. Then he went 0-for as the Sox and Carlos Rodon were blown out. Rodon didn't even go four innings in that game. He gave up five runs in 3 2/3. Not good for the guy who's now the ace. They traded Quintana. You are now the man, and you can't go four innings at home? Hope the Sox didn't make a gross miscalculation on this dude, because he's supposed to be the rock that the pitching staff is building upon. But right now, he's less of a rock than more of the cinder block that they make crappy condos out of. You know that cinder block? All right. Today, agent and former Bull B.J. Armstrong said that the Bulls were in the mix for free agent Derrick Rose. What? I'm in. I'd much rather watch a hobbled D. Rose than any other Bull at this point, right? Come on. You know what would be the worst, though? If Derrick Rose actually signed with the Timberwolves and Coach Tibbs and they recreated the magic they had back here in Chicago? I mean, the only worst scenario I can think about would be if, like, if Rose signed with LeBron James or something, you know, and they reign supreme in the East. That's not going to happen, right? Is he behind me? He's right behind me. That story's right behind me. It is. The D-Rose camp said tonight they're close to signing with the Cavaliers. Wow, can you imagine that? D-Rose and LeBron James playing on the same team. Well, that was a short-lived glimmer of hope. Where do I buy my Shane LaVine jersey? I'm ready. Better get 15% off. How great must it be to be a Cavs fan right now, right? Who cares if they don't win the title? At least they're trying. The last-minute addition of D-Rose, who's a former MVP, would mean that every MVP for the past few years is either on Golden State or Cleveland. How about that for boring? And finally tonight, it looks like the American Idol reboot is a full go. And guess who? Ryan Seacrest will be coming back to host the show again. At this point, is there anything that Ryan Seacrest can't do? I mean, I'm less interested in this show than the other Seacrest pilots I've heard about, like the shaving with Ryan Seacrest. Also, there's Walking the Dog with Ryan Seacrest. Great show. Or my favorite, Toilet Time with Ryan Seacrest. Hey, don't lie. You'd make that the highest grossing show in television history. Emphasis on the gross. Well, that's the carryout for June 20th, 2017. You ordered the fries, right? It's going to take a second. We're cooking them fresh for you, peeling the potatoes in the back as we speak. What? You can see they're from the bag? They're frozen? Well, at least we're heating them up for you. Perfectionist. All right, coming up after the news, we'll talk with Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. Talking about what she's going to do now that the sugary drink tax is on hold. And it seems like all-out chaos and war at the Cook County Board. Tony Preckwinkle, my guest here on The Download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.